Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Busy football Friday here in New York City. We'll get you set for the Yankee game tonight, the Met game tonight, of course, previewing the Giants against the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jets going down to Tampa Bay to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll get back to your calls in a second, 888-808-1019. But before we potentially is the key word, Tiki, prosecute a case against Tommy Lugauer, I do want to read some very impressive stats to you because I think the stats are amazing. Last night, Max Fried pitched 7 innings, allowed 3 hits, struck out 13 guys, and walked only 1.
Wow, he was outstanding.
He was unbelievable. He improved his record to 18-5 and lowered his ERA to 2.92. In his last 6 starts, he is 5-0 with a 1.60 ERA. He has now thrown more innings this season than he has in any year of his career. Wow. So
much for that blister.
Yeah, that went away. So here's what I want to play you, and you tell me if this is worthy of potentially forcing our very own Tommy Lugauer to wear an L.
Okay.
I just said in his last 6 starts, he's 5-0 with a 1.60 ERA.
Yep.
Well, right before he made that start that began the stretch, Tommy Lugauer was filling in for me. I was out. Sean was out. He was doing the show with you.
Tommy.
And he said this.
I believe they have, they being the Yankees, a Max Fried problem.
A Max Fried problem.
No biggie.
I remember this show. And it felt like there was a Max Fried problem. Fried, because he had been bad.
He had been struggling.
He had been post All-Star game, not the Max Fried that was dominant, especially after losses, which you pointed out early in the season. But I think he was still dealing with the blister.
I think he was still dealing with the blister.
He was grinding it out.
He was trying to battle through it.
I don't want an IL stint. I'm going to work my way through it. And you know what happens when you work your way through adversity?
What happens, Tate?
You build a callus. Gets tough.
Gets real tough.
You get hardened.
Get hard.
You start realizing the pain is just weakness leaving my body. And I can get through this. And when I get through, I'm going to be better and tougher on the other side. Hell yeah, Max Fried. Take the L, Tommy.
Well, before we all vote on giving him an L, it is only fair in a democracy to hear his defense. So, Tommy, you've got 2 choices right now. You could just take the L and say, look, I need to take an L. Or you can defend yourself. But before you defend yourself, let's hear that clip one more time, just in case we forgot.
I believe they have, they being the Yankees, a Max Fried problem.
Update, Tommy.
At the time, the Yankees did have a Max Fried problem because he had been pitching poorly for give or take 2 months. So I had no reason to believe that that would change. And we did speculate whether he was hurt or not with the blisters. So at the moment, the Yankees did have a Max Fried problem. Do they have a Max Fried problem currently? They do not. But at the time, they did. That would be my defense.
How many starts did you say he was struggling? You said 2 months?
I would say dating back to right around the Subway Series. That's when he started to struggle. That would have been, what, July? He started against July 6th?
He struggled for a month. He had about 7. No, I'm looking at the numbers. So he had 7 starts that were below the expectations
of
Max Fried.
So a month and a half.
Okay.
Seven starts.
Okay. No, I think I'm just trying to get everything accurate. About a month and a half, I think that's definitely fair. And it's true that he was struggling. Here was his performances before this run. 5 innings, 7 runs, 5 innings, 4 runs, 5 innings, 4 runs, 6 2/3, 4 runs, 5 1/3, 4 runs, 3 innings, 3 runs, 5 innings, 3 runs, 6 innings, 4 runs. That's a mediocre stretch.
Very, very mediocre.
But to jump to the conclusion that they have a Max Fried problem feels, I don't know. I don't know the word I'm looking for, actually.
Alarmist?
Alarmist, yeah. That's a good one. It feels like you were an alarmist.
To steal our phrase from the beginning of the show, and if you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app just back about an hour. Sky is falling-ish.
Sky is falling-ish. Here's what I'll ask you before we vote on if you have to wear a second out today. Do you think the Yankees have a Max Fried problem right now?
No, I do not.
Okay. So the problem has gone away. Okay.
Yeah, he has rectified the problem.
All right.
Wait, let me hear this again. Let me hear it one more time, Tommy. I said I've got to parse something real quick.
Well, the clip. Yeah. Can I just say something real quick?
I just want to hear it.
But Tiki.
Don't qualify. I just want to hear it. I just want to hear it.
It was edited to be a shorter version, but okay. Okay.
I believe they being the Yankees, a Max Fried problem.
Okay. All right. All right.
I believe the Yankees, they being the Yankees, have a Max Fried problem. That was the clip.
But that's the statement. That's not me giving my full opinion. There is a much larger or longer clip out there on social media.
We don't have time for that.
I'm sure we have plenty of time, but fine.
That's did listen to the longer clip. It was mostly Tiki talking.
Yeah.
And I thought that your criticisms of him were fair. It was more like, yeah, he isn't pitching well. His blister hopefully is the issue. They need him to pitch well. You were the alarmist who said they literally have a Max Fried problem. With that said, any defense before we vote? Because we got to vote, bro. We got to decide.
I already gave my defense. Okay. At the time, they had a Max Fried problem because he's their ace and he was struggling. And I felt like going into October, if he's not pitching well, they would have a big issue.
Okay. Tiki Barber, you want to start with Sean? Sean, go ahead.
All right. So my opening statement would be, as much as I hate what Evan is doing here,
because what
I think it sets a bad precedent, and it's something that I've pointed to in the past. The thing is, Tommy's take was all self-serving, dating back to his Clay Holmes, Max Fried thing, and the Yankees had 9 bigger problems than a Max Fried problem at the time he said this. So
yeah.
When are we ever going to see somebody with the ability to wear 2 L's at the same time again? That alone, if I'm just being honest with the audience, yeah, he wears it.
Wow.
Can I just pop in here real quick? Nobody else was saying they had a Max Fried problem, which I think makes me correct. Meaning, like Sean just laid it out, everyone was pointing to the obvious low-hanging fruit problems. I was the one that dug a little deeper and said, hold on a second here. They might have a Max Fried problem. I think that makes me generational, one would say.
Because you were the only one saying something alarmist?
Yeah. Yes. About Max Fried. Everybody went to Volpe, went to the bad defense, the base running. I was the only one to say, hold on here, Max Fried.
I'm going
to
assume the reason why people didn't panic about Max Fried is his resume. And the fact
Max
that
Fried.
And there was also a reason for his struggles. And I think that's really important, what you brought up,
yep.
That he was dealing with the blister stuff. Now, here's the worry about the blister stuff. Maybe this is the Max Fried problem that they have. That pops up in the middle of October. But that's a problem.
It's callous now.
Oh, so it's callous. You're right. So no problem now.
Right.
Obviously, timing is everything. So for him to be pitching through blister issues in late July, to quote you, no biggie. Obviously, come October, you need him at his best. And right now, he looks like he's at his best.
Yes.
So I don't know if you get extra points for saying something no one else said, because we could all do that. It just doesn't make it right.
True. Yeah. I mean, he was kind of right.
Who was?
Tommy.
About what?
It was a problem in the moment.
So does that mean he does not should not learn?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Neither one of you jablomies were here. And so it was just me and Tommy. And so Tommy made this feel as if I remember this being a potential problem. Not like a now problem, but like a potential problem if it continued. And so, Tommy, I'm not voting for you to wear the
Oh, wow. He survived.
You're good.
Congratulations.
You weren't yelling and screaming, they screwed up about Max signing Max Fried 8 years. It wasn't that. It was just, he stinks right now.
Yeah, so you've been exonerated. Congratulations, Tommy. I kind of was on Sean's side. Like, it would have been cool to see someone physically wear 2 L's at the same time. Did you wear 2 L's at the same time?
Didn't you have to wear all 4 at one time?
You know, now that you say that.
I don't remember why. I think we might have just gimmicked you into putting all 4 on because Tracy had just made them. And it was just like, just throw them all on.
It sounds like something I did now that you
say that. No, you know what it was? I know exactly what it was. We
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Gave you an out because you had to wear it for like a month. And we were like, just wear it all four for the next couple of days. And then you clear your slate.
You're right. I remember my neck hurting. You're right.
Yes. Because you were all four for, I think, like 2 days or 3 days.
All right, let's revote, TK. I think you should vote yes now.
Just take the L. I messed up.
Well, congratulations. You have been exonerated, Tommy Lugauer. But here's the real story. Max Fried's been awesome. Yeah. And one of the reasons why you should have hope going into October is Max Fried. And the other impressive thing about the run he's on, I gave you the numbers of what he's done over his last seven starts. Look at who he's doing it against. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox twice.
Right.
The Astros, the Blue Jays, and even last night against an Oriole team that's played a lot better. And with the Yankees back alive in the race for the American League East. So he's doing it against the better teams. He's doing it at the most important time of the year outside of October.
Yeah.
And you feel that even without Gerrit Cole, who's obviously out for the year, you feel like you have yourselves a legitimate ace going into the postseason. And even though, yes, if you take his numbers and you compare it to Garrett Crochet, mm-hmm. Garrett's had a better year. Here's what I would argue. And I would do this as an IBO, obviously. I have more faith in Max Fried than Garrett Crochet. Max Fried's done it before.
Yeah.
I mean, Max Fried has experience there before.
No, I agree with you. And there's something about the feeling confident that you have at least one ace. And so when you have this conversation about the Yankees in the postseason, it now feels like, look, they can chase down potentially the Blue Jays. They lost yesterday, correct?
Yeah.
So you can chase them down, but it's not even that. It's once you get to the postseason, you have one starter who you know is going to give it to you. You probably have two because Carlos Rodon has had a really good season, and you hope he
absolutely
raises to the challenge of the postseason. But then you got to figure out who's the third guy.
Yes,
and is it Heel? Is it Will Warren who's pitching today? Could it be Cam Schlittler? Even though we had that conversation yesterday, that he seems like he'd be fantastic coming out of the bullpen. And so it's just a matter of finding the third. And so there's a couple of more games for either one of those guys, Will Warren or Luis Heel, to show rise to the occasion.
Most teams don't have a third, you know?
You're right.
And if you
I'm saying it just it makes you feel like we got this.
If you look at the American League and you say, all right, aces, because I know one of the things Sean has brought up as a fear of the Boston Red Sox is Garrett Crochet. And I, like I just said, I'd feel better about Max Fried than Garrett Crochet. I just would. He's done it before. He has so much postseason experience. And with a lot of postseason experience comes a lot of bad postseason experience, which he has, but also a lot of good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very mixed bag for Max Fried in October. I don't think it's fair to say he's money in October, nor is it fair to say he's a dog in October. Trust me, I can cite pretty good examples where he's pitched well, and obviously plenty of examples where he hasn't. This is new for Garrett Crochet. But if I looked around the American League and I looked at the other aces, Framber Valdez, Hunter Brown, take your pick in Houston, Tarik Skubal in Detroit, Garrett Crochet, wherever you want to go, I would probably rank him number two. I'd go Skubal one, I'd go Fried number two.
Yeah.
I think that's where he kind of falls in the pantheon of American League aces.
Yeah, and he'll definitely beat whoever the Guardians face the Yankees with in game one of their wild card series.
I tell you, the Guardians are unbelievable. Like, he's joking, but they are alive.
Two back in a loss to the Astros for that other play in the Yankees.
Is that
spot.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they are 81-71. They've won seven in a row. They're a game behind the Red Sox in the loss column to just tie them for the last wild card spot. And Seattle and Houston, they trail by 2.5 games. But that's not everything. They're actually alive in the American League Central. They are three games back in the loss column. And here's the cherry on top. They play the Tigers three times next week.
Oh, wow.
And they just swept them.
Wow.
In fact,
can you imagine if Detroit loses the division?
Would be unbelievable. And you know what happened in that game? There was the ultimate announcer's jinx in the Tigers-Guardians game. The ultimate announcer's jinx. Here's a clip from yesterday's Tiger-Guardian game. Remember Big Christmas? Remember that guy?
Noel.
Joleski Noel.
Okay.
He stinks this year, by the way. I'm just saying. But he had the big hit, obviously, against the Yankees last year. He was facing Tarik Skubal. And so Tigers announcer Jason Benetti tried to be funny, and while being funny, absolutely jinxed Tarik Skubal on the Tigers.
I mean, if John Kenzie Noel is Big Christmas, does that make Tarik Skubal just for today the Grinch? Well, Noel, fly ball to left field. Oh, my goodness, Christmas wins. It's a tie game at one. Noel reached out and plunged it to left. Not in the holiday spirit here in the fourth.
Ah, wow. That's a bad jinx, Teague.
Wow. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Stop disparaging my guy.
That's brutal. He stuffed his
stocking. That is brutal. Like, immediately.
Immediately. There was no editing involved, ladies and gentlemen. That was literally, oh, I got a funny one. And he was confident because Skubal's on the mound, so he was cocky. Like, yeah, he's going to get him out. Noel stinks. Is this Tarik Skubal's the Grinch? Oh, I got him on this one. And then next pitch, Noel deposits one out of the ballpark.
You also just painted a scenario I want no part of, by the way.
Which one? Playing the Guardians?
The Guardians win the division, and it's Yankees-Tigers versus Skubal in a short series.
That's true.
I would actually be more afraid of Cleveland. They're the hot team. We always talk about getting hot at the wrong time.
Evan, as down as I am on the Yankees, I don't care how hot Cleveland is. You come play the Yankees. We're your daddy.
Okay, well, confidence right there. I felt this way last year about the Tigers, because remember the Tigers were the Guardians? They were the team that sold, got hot, and snuck into the playoffs.
Right.
And I was like, man, I wouldn't want to play those guys. They're red hot. And they were for a while, and then, of course, you know, it all went Cleveland.
You are who you are at some point. The Guardians are the Yankees homecoming.
You are who you are at some point. The key word is some point.
Well, some point's been for a long time.
No, I get you, but at some point you slow down like the Rockies in 07. At some point, yeah, some point was the World Series. At some point, maybe later than you want. Let's go to Joe in Cranford. What's up, Joe?
I want to make a case for the second L for Lugi, but it's not based on the pitching. It's he was killing Trent Grisham the whole first half of the year and part of the second half, saying there was no way he was going to keep this going. And all of a sudden, he's been quiet on the subject for quite a while.
I got to exonerate Tommy on that one, because Trent Grisham's having a shockingly awesome year. I think we're all stunned by him.
Yeah.
Doubting Max Fried because of a couple of bad starts while he has a bad blister, that's an L-worthy crime. Questioning a fourth outfielder from becoming a superstar feels like the most normal thing Tommy has said in years.
Let's let Dan dig this up, because I don't ever remember going like to the extreme. All I said was, yeah, it is unlikely that Trent Grisham keeps this up in the second half. And what I would ask that caller, because I assume he's a Yankee fan, Yankee fans, would you sign Trent Grisham in the offseason? Of course you wouldn't, because he's having a career year and you don't buy on a career year. So how is he going to have this great of a second half?
It's interesting because he's hit 33 home runs, which feel all clutch, like in meaningful games. But his OPS is still 800 and 820.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good, but it's not 950.
No.
You know what I mean? He's batting average is 240, 238. So he's having a really good year, but is it more like, this is the conversation we had yesterday, is it more like Cal Raleigh? Or is it, this is what's going to happen in his forever future?
I hate to say this because the guy's having a great year. It's very likely it's an outlier.
Yes.
I mean, and that's why it's actually connected to Max Fried.
Yeah.
Max Fried's bad starts were an outlier. He has a resume.
Right.
There's a reason why Brian Cashman signed him to an 8-year deal. Max Fried is one of the better pitchers in baseball who, yes, has had the finger thing.
Yeah, the blisters.
The blisters. He's had some minor injuries. And so he's one of those guys that you look at and say, I'm going to trust he's going to figure it out. Other guys like Trent Grisham, you're like, he's probably what the back of the baseball card says.
Right. And the back of the baseball card is a career 218 hitter.
Absolutely. So I think that...
Who doesn't hit like 20-plus home runs.
No, this is likely to be a career season.
Yes.
And I
His previous high was 17.
Yes.
And that was in 2022, the year he won a gold glove, but he hit 180.
Right. And then in the wild card series against the Mets, he became Barry Bonds. I don't know if anybody remembers that one, but I do.
Maybe it's just playing in New York.
Maybe. That's what it is. Yeah, I think the discussion on how to handle him in the offseason is a fascinating one.
Sounds like your center fielder next year.
See, no thank you. I'd be consistent on that. I do not want that because I do think this is probably a career season that he's having. Now, as a Yankee fan, enjoy it. And who knows? This could continue in October. No one's saying it's going to stop tomorrow. But I think in 2026, I'd be very, very skeptical. Mike's in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
I'm laughing because I'm a Mets fan, and I just probably want Grissom on the Mets. That's why you're saying don't sign me. So, sorry, I'm like in the middle of it. So I don't believe you, Evan.
I do not want Trent Grisham on the Mets to a long-term contract, which I assume is what he's going to get coming off a career season.
Okay. Listen, so I'm a Giant fan. Steve Bowen, he sucked last year. Now we have two games in. The Giants offense looked, you know, really nice last week. The defense gave up too many points again. When do we start to say Shane Bowen sucks? I mean, seriously.
I think you need at least a couple more games. It's an interesting proposition because people are already saying that. It's just a matter of if it's actually true. There's new pieces in this year's defense. Last year it was, I don't know, felt like the wrong pieces and what he wanted to do. And so you have to have patience, even though it's hard to have patience, especially when what happened against the Cowboys happens.
Yeah, I think the lesson on patience is, and it's coincidental, the Giants are playing the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend, and we know who their defensive coordinator is, the great Steve Spagnuolo. I always think back to the first 2 weeks of 2007 when the Giant defense gave up 80 points in the first 2 weeks.
Right.
Against Dallas and Green Bay, if memory serves correct.
Correct.
Two teams they would go on and beat in the postseason months later. And I was here. I was at this radio station. Steve Spagnuolo, I think his first year is DC as well. Like, he had just become the defensive coordinator.
I think that's right.
Because he wasn't the DC the year before when you were there.
No, he definitely wasn't the year I was there.
So it was his first year.
So it was where was he the year before? I don't even remember.
He was with the Eagles under Andy Reid as a linebackers coach.
That's right.
So he gives up 80 points, and we all wanted this guy fired. Like, what is going on? This defense stinks. This is an idiot.
Right. Think of all the pieces.
Yeah.
You got Michael Strahan and Justin Tuck and OC.
And not that the current pieces are those guys, but it is a lesson that 2 weeks into the year, you have to be patient. Now, Shane Bowen does have last year under his belt.
Of course.
And I think that's where things get dicey. But to our last caller's question.
But don't forget, last year for the first 8, 9, maybe 10 games of the season, they were top 5 in sacks. Now, it fell off, and I think they got like 4 in the last like 8 weeks, but they played better last year than they are this year.
Yeah, they were like 20th in defense.
Yeah.
So they weren't good, but they weren't the problem.
Right.
Like, the problem was they didn't score points. The problem was it wasn't an NFL offense.
That's right.
But our last caller said, when are we allowed to say Shane Bowen sucks? That's like giant Twitter right now.
Last year, by the way.
Yeah, they all think he sucks.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while. Long time. By the way, you can count on much. You can't count on much. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game is the Steelers and the Patriots.
Gerard in Old Bridge. Good afternoon, Gerard.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
All's good.
Sort of a couple-part question. If the Jets win this weekend, and I'll hang up afterwards, what do you think the over-under for them for wins is? And if they lose, what do you think it is? Because right now, I don't see them winning more than four games.
Yeah. The week that's really going to determine that, because this is a game they're supposed to lose. They're playing a playoff-caliber team on the road, and even though my fantasy is being in a playoff race, the week that's really going to judge where this win total goes is what happens next week against Miami. Because the Dolphins are going to go into this game 0-3. Yes, they played better against Buffalo. Yes, they played slightly better against New England. They got embarrassed by Indianapolis, but they have a coach on the hot seat. They have players that may stop listening. That's the game I circle, a divisional game against a team that hasn't won yet, and say, if you don't win that game, then, unfortunately, I think we're looking at a three-win season or something maybe worse than
that. I think if you start 0-4, you're winning four games. If you win one of these next two, I think it's seven.
Wow, and that's a big difference.
A huge difference.
Yeah, I think if they lose Tampa, Miami, and they're 0-4, I think it's worse than that.
Right.
Which I know to some may be good because then you're going to start thinking about tanking, and you're going to think about losing the most games possible. Like, everyone gets to that point at a different time. Yeah. I don't like to ever get there.
It's weird because that strategy is always, always dependent upon who's in the quarterback draft the next year.
Right.
And this quarterback draft in the early part of the college football season, it's who are you tanking for?
Right.
It's just not... It's not an incentive enough.
It's not only watching the kids in college. It's also the uncertainty if kids are going to come out. Yeah. It's a new world now.
Yeah, that's true. We don't know if Arch Manning is coming out.
Tanking
he probably shouldn't. But
right.
If he did, like, what's he going to be?
Tanking talk was always depressing. Yeah. I think it's even more depressing in 2025 because of the uncertainty.
Yes.
It starts as a whisper. It starts as a, hey, let me call up Sports Talk Radio and ask this question. And eventually could turn into something bigger. And that whisper is, hey, guys, if the Jets win on Sunday, can Tyrod Taylor take the job away from Justin Fields? And my first reaction to this was, of course he can.
Why not?
I mean, I want to win games. If Tyrod Taylor, even if he doesn't play like a superstar, is solid enough to lead the Jets to a road victory in Tampa, I am not making a quarterback change. Now, Brian Costello is someone I've always been a fan of. He's always been a great reporter. But this year's been different. He's been even better.
Ooh.
Because he's asking the questions that everyone wants asked. And he's doing it knowing that Aaron Glenn does not want you to ask those questions. So the question, as Brian asked Aaron earlier today, was very simply, do you believe, and Koss was smart. He didn't just say, hey, you know, is Tyrod Taylor going to be the starter if you win? He went cute. And here's how he went. Hey, Aaron, do you believe in a guy potentially losing their job, even if they're hurt? So he went back door to try to get an answer out of Aaron Glenn.
That is clever.
Before we play the clip, how do you think Aaron Glenn answered that question?
I think he was honest and said, you know, anything's on the table. That's how I would answer.
You're going with honest and direct.
Yep.
Okay. Sean, you have a guess?
Yeah, something to the effect of we play the best people who have earned their positions. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, you're about to hear the question and the answer, and I wish that Aaron Glenn answered it like Tiki and Sean. He chose a different route.
Players get injured. Yep. They lose their starting job from through injury, or is it there?
I won't answer that type of question.
Oh, I won't answer. He went with the I won't answer that type of question.
Wow.
He just shut it down.
Wow. You know what? Good for him. Because that's the way you should answer it.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
What about your answer?
It serves no purpose. I mean, if your team is, I don't know, truly just lost, the season's over, and you're just trying to figure out how to bridge till next season, because they're not getting fired.
unless it goes egregiously bad.
It would have to be historically bad 100%. And historically inept.
And people would have to quit, and the players would have to be talking trash and, like, openly talking trash about him in order for him to get fired. So he's not getting fired. So the only reason you entertain that is if it got so late in the season and you knew that Justin Fields wasn't the guy.
Right.
And you don't know that yet because he's had one really good game. He had one terrible game. You don't know. So you have to just kick it out.
Yeah, I get it, because there's no good at coming to answer a question that doesn't need to be answered. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like if someone said to Tiki, Evan dropped dead, all right? He's gone. Who would you like your next partner to be? And your only options are Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer.
Oh, wait, Tommy's not in the room right now? It would be Sean.
Good answer, Teague.
You could always say, well, why would I answer something I may never have to answer?
Yes.
Like, what's the point? And so I think in the case of a question like this, Aaron Glenn may never have to answer it. Because, A, Justin Fields, unfortunately, may not come back for a while.
Right.
He is in concussion protocol. Or number two, the more likelier scenario, they may lose. And Tyrod Taylor may not play well. And if that's the case, it's kind of easy to say, all right, we're going back to Justin Fields.
And by the way, that's why you don't do it. Because what happens?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
If Tyrod Taylor is just, he's just a backup. Like, that's your takeaway.
Right.
He can't win us games. He's just a backup. And then you've already put it out there that he could take Justin Fields' job. Then you have a quarterback controversy.
Yeah.
You can't self-create a quarterback controversy.
So you're better off giving a curt, I'm not answering that question answer, as Aaron Glenn did to Brian Costello earlier today.
Yes.
Let's go to TJ in Brooklyn, New York. What's up, TJ?
Hey, guys, I wasn't sure if I was calling the fan or the Max Fried, psychological network here. But as a Met fan, I don't care. I'm just glad he's not in the Braves uniform anymore and away from us.
I agree with that. I agree. When Max Fried signed with the Yankees, I was happy because it meant I don't have to deal with this guy. I'm the division anymore.
Evan, I was thrilled when it was announced. I was like, great. The guy was like 5-1 the last year on the Braves against us. But listen, the Giants guys, you won't see Thomas probably until that Denver game. That Jones-Frank injury is brutal. I sell a lot of stuff to podiatrists, and it's a 12-month injury. The problem with it is you come back too soon. It's like a hamstring.
Right.
You go back to square one, and he's down another year.
Right.
So, and let's face it, they're not going to put him on that turf in New Orleans. Tiki, you know how bad it is.
It's horrible. Worse than ours.
Yep. They're going to try a grass surface, probably out in Denver. That's probably when you'll see him. My point is, guys, when we're 0-4 after we lose to the Chargers, because I'm a realist here, at the end of the day, you know, the GM, everyone was patting him on the back for the draft. But, guys, we're the only team in our division right now. Cowboys have 3 first-round draft picks on their line. Eagles, 3 first-round picks on that line. Washington has 2. Now, Evan O'Neill, in theory, is a first-round pick. We know he's not playing that level, nor will he ever.
Right.
But, guys, the proof is in the pudding. You want to be a championship team in this league, you have to take a lineman first or second round every single year. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. And TJ's, that's an interesting philosophy that TJ has, because I believe it.
It's called the Jet philosophy.
No, but it's worked.
2 years in a row.
But
yeah.
Do you not have Olifashinu and Mbeu?
Yeah.
Don't you have your tackles for the foreseeable future?
It definitely feels that way.
And
yes.
So
yes.
It's what the Eagles do. It's what some of the best teams in football do. Even if you're not drafting for need, you're drafting probably not necessarily 1 and 2, but top 4 rounds, you got to take a lineman.
No, I get it. I mean, building the offensive line is important, but first-round picks, as we saw with Evan Neal, is not your guarantee of success.
No.
And sometimes you can build your offensive line by not just using first-round picks. I mean, look at the Eagles' offensive line. It's not all first-round picks. Some of it is,
right.
But even last year, they rescued Mekhi Becton and turned him into a pretty good-looking guard.
But he was a first-round pick.
He was. Now, another guy who's a first-round pick is Andrew Thomas. His first point I completely disagree with. I'd be stunned, unless there's a setback, that Andrew Thomas is not going to play for the next 4 weeks. Because I only have callers saying he's not going to play till Denver, which is week 7. Mm. Andrew Thomas, and we played audio about an hour ago, you could rewind on the Odyssey app, sounded like a player who is either playing on Sunday or is really, 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 really close to playing on Sunday. So barring a setback, it sounds like we're going to see Andrew Thomas on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting because those intros are always fun when you get to say your name and the college you're from.
Mm.
That would be the reason as a player I'd want to play on Sunday night, just so I can do that.
Right.
Evan Roberts, Montgomery Community College, what up? Like, I don't even know what I would say.
Justin Pugh, straight off the couch.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite. That's a good one. Justin Pugh, straight off the couch. Evan Roberts, screaming into a microphone right into your face. Yeah, that'd be great. Did you get to do that?
I don't remember.
That's a good question.
I don't think you did, because it feels like Sunday Night Football and that thing didn't start to like 07 or 07.
No, it definitely started because I was working for Sunday Night Football.
When it started? Oh, yeah. So you missed it.
So I definitely didn't do it. Did they do it on Monday night? I don't remember what was the Monday night protocol?
They just used it back then. I think it was just the faces popped
just the
up,
pictures.
Right?
By the way, Sunday Night Football on NBC, assuming they used the same kind of shtick, began while you were playing, August of 06. So your final year in the NFL, I got to see, did you play a Sunday night game in 2006? I would assume you did. The Giants were good. I'm looking this up right now. Let's see. The first one ever, Eli versus Peyton. I found it already. September 10th, 2006, the first ever Sunday night game under the new banner of being on NBC.
I'm on it if I could find the original game broadcast.
Yeah, we're going to track this crap down, Tiki.
Yeah,
we're going to hear you say, Tiki Barber. Did you say Virginia?
I probably said Wahoo Wah.
Yeah, you probably did. Sean, you get a raise if by 4 o'clock you find the clip of Tiki Barber doing that awesome intro.
Otherwise, Dan will have it.
How do you not remember that you were a part of the
first
Sunday game? I don't
remember jack about my career.
Clearly.
Don't you know this by now?
Did you win that game against the Colts?
Yes.
Come on! No, you didn't.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
You gotta remember that. Peyton rubs it into Eli. He's like, oh, I beat you on Sunday Night Football. Ha ha ha. 26-21. All right.
Zero.
How many stats?
Recollection. zero recollection.
What were your stats that night?
I mean, I know I rushed for 100 yards.
Pat statting.
18 carries. You want to hear the yards?
Sure.
18 carries. How many yards?
I don't know. 120?
Look at you. 110.
Yeah.
Five catches for 61 yards.
Yeah.
You had a monster game.
All right, stand by. I knew that, by the way.
I knew that going into that year, I was going to have a great game every game.
Well, you did. Yeah, you were badass.
I remember someone asking me after a game, and it was one of the only times I was ever like really cocky, and I remember saying, "I know I'm good, right? I know we are, meaning me and my offensive line are going to put up huge numbers. We just got to find ways to win," type of thing, because we were 8-8 that year.
So you were arrogant that year?
I was cocky as you know what.
This reminds me of something I heard on the Met game the other day, and it started off so uncomfortable. Like I heard something on the Met game. And I'm going to be a jerk. I'm going to warn you that there's context involved.
Okay.
But I'm going to play you a clip of Gary Cohen saying something really insulting. And I was like, whoa, I can't believe Gary just said that. And then when you hear the full context, it's similar to what you just described about your 2006 season. Do you have it, Tommy?
Yeah, I have the short and long version. Remember the
two
versions.
Start with the short version. Okay. So this is like, out of context, Gary Cohen taking a shot at Juan Soto.
There is a tremendous arrogance about Juan Soto.
So we just actually remember that.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I heard that, and I'm like, whoa. Boy, Gary, he just called Juan Soto arrogant, and he said there's a tremendous arrogance to Juan Soto. Now, because I'm fair, mm-hmm. I'm not just going to say, so Gary Cohen called Juan Soto arrogant, 888-808-1019. There was context to it. Here's what Gary went on to say, which actually reminded me of what you just said about yourself.
There is a tremendous arrogance about Juan Soto and his belief in his ability.
And it can't be denied, and you can't take it away.
I think it's fantastic. We should all believe in ourselves as much as Juan believes in himself.
I'm telling you, when you get that way as an athlete, and other walks of life, I'm sure as well. But as an athlete, when you get that way, it is so empowering. Because you know you're not going to fail.
Right.
And if you do, you're shocked. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How in the hell did that happen? Type of emotion. So, and I'm sure Juan Soto feels, I mean, I don't know if he ever has articulated this the way Gary Cohen did, but I'm sure whenever Juan Soto fails, he's shocked by it.
Well, the reason why Gary said that, and I think we all have this feeling, and this brings us full circle. If you remember back in April, there was a lot of talk about why Juan Soto doesn't shuffle,
mm-hmm.
why Juan Soto doesn't do this, why Juan Soto looks miserable. And this is one of those rare things I think I was really right about. What I would say to you is I don't think he feels comfortable. Yeah. Not with the team, but I don't think he feels comfortable in what he's doing right now on the field.
Yeah.
And once he gets that swagger back.
Right. He's not in an arrogant place right
now. Right. He's not in a groove in an arrogant place. He is right now in an arrogant place. Doesn't mean he comes through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when he doesn't come through, look what he does. He laughs and smiles almost like, oh, you got me. Okay. You're lucky. And so what you're seeing from Juan Soto now compared to April is a guy who has so much belief in himself. And it reminded me of what you just said about yourself in 2006. Was that the only year you felt that way?
Yeah, 2005, it was different. I knew I was great in 2005, but that was for a greater reason. It was because we knew we were losing both of our owners, and so it meant something to me. And so I had that year because that season meant a lot to me. The next year, because I'd had the season before, I just knew I was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Coughlin's first year, it was kind of like, I think I'm good. I fixed this fumbling thing. I rushed for 1,600 yards. The next season, it's 2005. I have my best season of my career, 2,300 all-purpose yards. And then the following season, it was kind of like, all right, I had doubts. I conquered it. I had the greatest season that a running back has had for the Giants. And then it's this season. I know I'm good.
Now, the reason we brought this up is we were talking about Sunday Night Football and how the Giants are on Sunday Night Football. And one of the coolest things is when they do the starting lineups, they have the player introduce themselves. It's one of the staples of NBC Sunday Night Football, which led us to a discussion of, did Tiki ever get to do that? When did Sunday Night Football start? And we found out that Sunday Night Football under the NBC umbrella began in 06, Tiki's last year. We also found out that the Giants happened to play the first ever Sunday Night Football game on NBC, Manning versus Manning against the Colts, to which we said to Sean, I think the quote was, we'll give you a raise if you can find the clip of Tiki announcing himself on that game. Sean has found it.
Within the segment.
Within the segment.
Wow, that was good.
So you know what you win? Two tickets to any Brooklyn Nets game you want this season.
Okay, all right.
How about that?
All right, bring on the Charlotte Hornets.
There you go.
So guaranteed lady, win?
Well, no.
The Nets still in the league?
No, it's not. It's the other way around, Teak. So ladies and gentlemen, from September 10th, 2006, Sunday Night Football, Giants-Colts.
9 to the 42-yard line. Let's take a look at the Giant offense.
Eli Manning, Ole Miss. Tiki Barber, University of Virginia.
Jim Finn, University.
That was very boring, Tiki.
Very boring.
Tiki Barber here. Now I'm going to defend Tiki. Everybody was boring. And you know why?
Because it was the first.
It was the first. This has evolved over the years.
Yeah, they just told you, say your name, your alma mater. That's all you could do.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
Name, alma mater. And then over time, some of these guys started wanting to not identify with their alma mater. And so they started saying, Dubuque High School.
Right. Straight from the couch.
Straight from the couch. It didn't matter. It became, all right, put your personality in it.
All right. Well, Sean, I got one more job for you.
All right.
The Giants played another Sunday night game that year.
Oh, what do you got?
They were at home. I actually really remember this game. This is so weird. Maybe Bears? It's because it was the Bear game. Mm-hmm. I remember, like,
is this the Devin Hester kick field goal return game?
I remember the Bears calling like a draw play on like a 3rd and 20 right before the half, and someone went off for like a huge run. I don't know why that. I think Thomas Jones like broke off like a 25-yard run on a 3rd and long. I'm gonna look that up just to see if I'm right, but
right.
See if Tiki
I got
showed
it.
Already.
I got it.
You got the clip of Tiki already?
Yes, I do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday Night Football a second time, Giants-Bears 2006.
Mark Bradley, and let's take a look at the New York offense.
Eli Manning, Ole Miss. Tiki Barber, University of Virginia.
That's exactly the same.
Exactly.
Tiki Barber here.
Exactly the same.
I broke my thumb in that game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I get 4 Nets tickets, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. By the way, I found this play. 3rd and 22 from their own 28-yard line with 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. They called a draw play to Thomas Jones. Goes for 26 yards. 5 plays later, Rex Grossman throws a touchdown pass to Mark Bradley.
Mm.
How about that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.